Test 69, Section 3, Question 3. Here we're looking for a flaw. And the letter says, you've asserted that philanthropists want to make the nonprofit as efficient as private. Philanthropists want no such thing. Why would anyone want to make them as inefficient, make nonprofits as inefficient as Byworks, which has posted huge losses for years? Now, this one, it took me a minute. I was like, wait, what are you saying? So it's saying that they must not want to make them as efficient as private businesses by then giving an example of one private business, Byworks Corporation, that is really not doing very well. So it's saying, why would they want to have it be the same? And so the problem with this is that it's picking out a non-representative sample. It's just taking one example of a company, not a private business in the country. And so that's the problem with this, is it's choosing a bad example. So A, it draws a conclusion about what ought to be the case from premises that are not entirely about what is the case. I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounds like that's about what ought to be versus what is, and that's not what we had. Takes the condition of one member of a category to be representative of the category in general. And that sounds kind of like what we said, is it's assuming that Byworks is representative of the private business in general. So I like B pretty well. Rejects claim by attacking the proponent of the claim rather than addressing the claim. No, there's no attack on the people themselves. Concludes that the claim must be false because of the mere absence of evidence in its favor. That's a flaw that we do see sometimes, but that's not here. It's not that there's a lack of evidence. It's just choosing a bad example. And then concludes that a phenomenon will have a certain property merely because the phenomenon's cause has that property. No. And just as a reminder, phenomenon just means thing for the purpose of the LSAT. So, and it's not about saying something has it because of its cause. So, therefore, answer choice B is definitely our best answer here.